This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Sunday, March 29th, update for pandemic.news. I have taken a couple of days off because I've been working very diligently on, well, getting ready for all the hatched chickens that we're currently incubating. That's not what this podcast is about. I'm actually going to talk about the projections of where things are headed for April through July. But just as a little background note, we're going to be hatching about, looks like maybe 40 or 50 chickens. And what I do, I have a big incubator that can handle, I don't know, probably over 100 eggs. And it does automatic turning. You have to turn the eggs, and it handles the humidity and the temperature automatically. And when I put eggs in the incubator, so I'm harvesting eggs from our hens, and since we have roosters, they're fertile. And I always write the date on the egg so that I know if an egg doesn't hatch, I don't have to wonder, oh, well, how long has it been in here? You know, because normally they hatch in 21 days. But if an egg goes beyond 30 days, it's probably never going to hatch, or 35 days, especially, you know, you can just toss it. Maybe it wasn't fertilized in the first place, you know? So what's really interesting is on day 21, you know, the baby chick, they'll start to make sounds inside the egg and they'll start chirping inside the egg. And then they start pecking from the inside to break the egg so they can make a hole and eventually crack that shell in two, and then they're out walking around and they're sounding, they're tweeting, make your chirping sounds. And this chirping sound causes other chickens that are close to hatching to also want to hatch at the same time. So there's communication going on right then, even on day one. And these baby chicks are also chirping so that their mother protects them. And if you actually see baby chicks raised with their mother, they like to stay under the mother's wings. The mother will keep them safe and warm and humid and protect them. And you'll see like 8 or 9 chickens underneath a mother hen, and she'll spread her arms out, so to speak, or her wings to actually give enough shelter for many, many chicks. And we've had baby chicks hatch on the farm with their mother. And that's, you know, it's a really wonderful thing to see. The reason we're not doing that now, the reason I'm doing the incubation method is because this time of year, there's two things that will kill the baby chicks. As they are hatching, fire ants will get in and eat them alive, even before the baby chick can crawl out of the egg. So I don't want that to happen. And secondly, rat snakes will eat them. And rat snakes strangle the baby chicks and kill them, and then they eat them and swallow them whole. And this is what happens if you hatch chicks in the springtime. So I'm hatching them in the incubator so I can then put them in a brooding pen area so that they can be kept safe and not be eaten by fire ants or eaten by snakes. So that's my approach. In any case, you know what? I guess I'll just make this about this podcast about farm and ranching and your own food supply, because I'll do the projections in a different podcast. But look, this is a very important time. This is why baby chicks are sold out all over the country, because a lot of people are suddenly realizing sure would be great to have fresh backyard chicken eggs or fresh farm eggs. And it's very doable. It's important to have experience, which is why I started raising baby chicks many years ago, because I wanted to have the experience for when the day came, literally, this is what I knew, for when the day came that I needed to rely on farm eggs in order to eat. And that day is almost here. And you can hardly get eggs in the grocery stores, and some of the prices have just gone through the roof. And a lot of egg factories have shut down because of the lockdowns. So if you want farm fresh eggs, it's really good to have your own chicks. But there's a learning curve. It's not just hatching a bunch of chicks And there, it's done. I mean, there's so many things. The predators want to kill them and eat them, not just the snakes, but also the raccoons and the coyotes. So if you don't have a raccoon-proof chicken cage, the raccoons will kill them. And the owls will kill them. And falcons will kill them. So depending on where you are, you know, the more you are out in the country, the more predators you have, they're trying to kill the chickens. There's also, sometimes there's infections. You need to know how to use colloidal silver in the water and how to use sprays and how to handle chickens, how to take care of them, help them heal. And sometimes chickens don't make it, so you have to know how to euthanize chickens, which is no fun. But it's a mercy killing situation from time to time if a chicken has been injured by a predator or, you know, and can't make it. Sometimes you have to end their suffering. So dealing with chickens, it's a whole knowledge base that doesn't come overnight. In fact, one of my concerns right now, because I care for animals and living creatures, I'm afraid that a lot of people who are new to chickens are out there buying all the baby chicks. And in some places in Austin, for example, there's a 5-chick limit now. You can only get 5 chicks at a time. And a lot of people are newbies and they don't know how to take care of the chicks, and they're going to end up getting those chicks killed, either from lack of heat. You know, they have to be really warmed with a brooding light for many weeks, you know, and you have to protect them from predators and snakes and so on. It's very easy for people to make mistakes and end up with dead baby chicks. But the more experience you have, then of course, the better you are at this and the more reliably you can raise them. And that's where I am. Most of the chicks that I hatch will successfully grow to adults. Maybe not 100%, but most of them. And then from there, it's a matter of keeping them fed and having clean water and having clean cages or wherever you're keeping them. We have a chicken house. We have a solar timed but battery powered door, and the door looks for the sun to rise, and then it opens the door with a big, I think it's a 6-volt battery, and then it closes at night after the chickens go in. So I don't have to go open the door every morning, thank goodness, because sometimes that's really early. But this way they're protected at night, and you have to monitor the chickens' temperature. So in the summers in Texas, where I am, a chicken house can get extremely hot. So you've got to have ventilation, and you've got to have plenty of clean water and all these things. So it really is a lot to think about. And then, of course, you have to have chicken feed, and you have to have calcium supplements in the chicken feed. Otherwise, the eggshells won't be sufficiently durable, and the eggs will break even as you're harvesting them. So I do encourage you to become more food self-sufficient. At the same time, I also encourage you to please study up and learn what you're doing. If you're going to raise baby chicks, do it from a point of view of having knowledge so that you don't just inadvertently kill baby chickens because of a lack of knowledge. And if you think you can just have a bunch of chickens out in the country with an open door chicken house and they're going to be safe, forget it. You're going to wake up one morning and they're all going to be dead because a coyote will have gotten in or a raccoon will have eaten their heads off or whatever. It's quite sad. I've had that happen before in many, many years ago. So chickens need care. Chickens are considered chicken McNuggets by everything else in nature. Coyotes think, oh, look, you have a chicken McNugget house just for them, and they're going to come in and eat all your chickens. Neighbors' dogs will come in and eat your chickens. That's actually one of the ways that chickens get killed in cities or suburbs or neighborhoods. You have a backyard chickens, let's say, and your neighbor dog gets loose, jumps the fence, comes over, and just chews up all your chickens. And you come home, and all you have is just a bunch of feathers and blood everywhere. That happens a lot, and it's very sad. So if you want to raise chickens, do so responsibly. And you'll be rewarded with happy chickens and lots of happy orange yolk eggs that can help you stay healthy during this pandemic and this food collapse that is taking place. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here with pandemic.news. I'll bring you some videos and photos when we start hatching these baby chicks, because they really are fun when they're little baby chicks. Everybody's all cute and fuzzy, and they're very chirpy and happy. So I'll bring you some photos of that so you can see what we're up to. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.